Let's look at how singletons affect testability. I've created a simple library project, it's completely empty, called Singleton Coupling Demo, and I'm going to just bring in a singleton. So I'm going to go and get the auth checker singleton. There's my auth checker singleton, and it's sitting over here. So I'm going to just merrily take this down, copy it into the other project. Okay. I don't have references to any other project, so I just want to show you how coupled this singleton is to the rest of the code base. So you'll notice a whole bunch of red here. These are all the classes from the core and possibly other assemblies that the auth checker is referencing. So we've got this. So let's see, we need an isetting storage provider. Let's go over here. From plugin framework, I'm going to just merrily copy it over. I'm not creating references to other projects because I want to show how coupled these things are. So we've got that. I'm going to go to my next error, and I'm missing auth tools. So let's go grab auth tools. Okay, where's auth tools? Let's just merrily copy that down again. Okay, there's auth tools. So let's close off the original auth checker. So here's the auth checker in this other one. We're missing actions. So where is actions defined? There we go, in Scrutiny Wiki. So let's go grab our actions class. We'll copy that in there. What else are we missing in auth checker? We are missing an authorization class. Now let's see if this authorization class, it's the Scrutiny Wiki one. So let's go grab that authorization enum. Okay, it's an ACL evaluator. Okay. So let's go to auth checker again, and we've got ACL entry, and we'll copy this over. Zip back to auth checker. Let's find, okay, we're missing settings provider. Okay, we're missing something there. Probably settings providers depending on something else. So we'll have to take a look at that. Let's go to get namespace info. All right, namespace info. Let's pull that in. You can see we're already getting quite a few different classes coming in. Okay, that's a method that we're missing. We're missing page info. So let's go grab page info. Okay, oh, name tools. Name tools. Once again, it's a utility class, but we need a concrete implementation for this because we're accessing static methods on it. Auth checker. What else are we missing? Okay. We're missing something there. Oh, we're missing the iFile storage provider. Okay, we got the iFile storage provider. Let's go back to our auth checker. Okay, we're missing it. Okay, so we've got everything that we need for auth checker itself. We're missing a few dependencies in the form of ACL manager. We're missing the ACL manager from that isetting storage provider depends on, which would give us this method. Here we're violating the law of Demeter, the don't talk to strangers. So we're actually going setting storage provider ACL manager method. So now not only we're depending on the on an iACL manager, even though it's not explicitly noted in the code, because we're just following these dots. If you follow in very deeply, the code can become very tangled without really realizing that we're causing problems. Okay, we're analyzing the solution. Okay, it looks like we might actually have everything. Let's see if we can now compile. And remember, the only thing that wouldn't compile would be the singleton's coupling demo. Whoa, we succeeded. Okay, so to take a look at this. In order to test auth checker, we need all of these implementations of all of these classes. So I'm not even going to bother to count all those. Those are dozens and dozens of files. When we've got singletons, singletons often touch other portions of the application. You need coupling. You want to aim for low coupling, but an application without any coupling is just a bunch of disjoint classes. It can't perform any actions. You need to have some coupling. What you want to do is you want to be conscious of your coupling. Here it's obvious that there's not conscious coupling. Things have just kind of sprawled out of control. One of the problems with singletons that affect testability is singletons touch often other classes that touch other singletons. And so you end up with this web of singletons where you need the entire application set up in a very particular way in order to test it. You'll have one singleton that does an auth check, but then another singleton that it references will connect directly to the database. So there's no way to run your tests for authorization checking without actually having a database up and running. In the case of Skrewturn, it doesn't look like that's the case. I'd have to dive down more into how the authorization checking is done in particular, but there's no opportunity to stub out or substitute behavior if we've got singletons because they all connect to one another. So it makes it very difficult to test how a particular small piece of functionality. Can I access this page? Can I perform this function without having a full database set up, without having network connections, and a lot of expensive resources all wired up in the right way in order to perform a very simple check of, do I have access? So singletons are a symptom of poor testability in a code base. It's not necessarily the case that there's always going to be poor testability, but it's often the case. So the rest of the article, we're going to look at how to refactor out the singletons, and in future articles, we're going to look at other options for making the code base more testable without using singletons and without directly coupling to a lot of concrete classes.